You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up this weekend is Memorial Day, the unofficial start of summer. We'll check out the summer movie season with Reggie Ponder, a.k.a. Reggie the Real Critic.
First, our next guest is from Lebanon, the country. And last year, he went on a tour of places in the United States named Lebanon.
And it turns out there are a lot of Lebanons in the United States, over 50 of them, mostly concentrated in what are considered conservative red states.
Fadi Bukaram set off on a road trip during last year's presidential election campaign. He rented an RV and tried to make it to every Lebanon in the United States.
The trip was, as it happens, cut short when his RV was stolen in New Mexico. But before that, he made it to 28 Lebanons around the country, including two here in Wisconsin, in Dodge County and Waupaca County.
Fadi Bukaram joins us now. He's a photographer from Lebanon, the country, and you could see his photos and essays at his website, Lebanon USA. We have a link on the Central Time Facebook page. Fadi, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Fadi, why did you decide to take this trip?
Well, it all started from when I was living in San Francisco. I lived in San Francisco for a few years while I was getting my MBA, and at the time, Google Maps was still new, and I wanted to see, you know, the map of Lebanon. So I typed in Lebanon into Google Maps, and it took me to Lebanon, Oregon. And at the time, I was like, why would there be a Lebanon in the United States? I had no idea. So one after the next, I started finding a lot of them, and I compiled the list, and it turns out there's, you know, over 40 of them. And I thought, well, you know, if I ever retire one day, maybe that'll be a good trip, because I like doing road trips and all that. And then in 2016, I decided to quit my job, and I thought, well, that's a good opportunity. I'll do it now and see what comes off it.
I understand your friends were kind of worried about the idea of a man from the Middle East taking a tour of red state America in the midst of the Donald Trump presidential campaign with lots of attention to immigrants and people from Muslim countries.
Well, my friends, especially the photographer friends, are not just from Lebanon. Most of them are either, you know, are from the United States in San Francisco or California or New York, you know, the coast part. So it's not just Lebanese. It was them, the Americans, who were telling me, well, wait a second, you're going to, you know, Donald Trump America. Maybe you need to, you know, pay attention and you need to, you know, worry about things. And to be honest, even though I had lived in the United States, I had never been into the middle of the country. And I thought, well, maybe they're right. They would know better than me. So in the beginning, I was cautious. But then it didn't take much after that to see that, you know, even Americans have a wrong idea about what the middle of the U.S. looks like. So their worries were unfounded, at least for me.
So what kind of reactions did you get from people in these communities called Lebanon around the United States?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, people in Lebanon, in the Lebanons of the U.S., their reaction to me was, they were surprised. But at the same time, most of them were actually really pleased to have met someone from the old country of Lebanon. So it was a combination of surprise, but also very welcoming. So it was a good experience from that point. But let me say this. Most of them actually would tell me, well, you pronounce it Lebanon, we pronounce it Lebanon. So there's a bit of a difference in the pronunciation.
We have two Lebanons here in Wisconsin, in Dodge County and Waupaca County. You visited both.
The one thing I remember is that most people didn't know about the existence of the other town. When I visited the one in Waupaca, and I told them, like, there's a Lebanon, just like a few hours north. I was like, really? We knew there were two Romes in Wisconsin. We didn't know there were two Lebanons.
You wrote that your visit to Waupaca County triggered a memory of your childhood. Could you tell us about that?
Lebanon in Waupaca County had a really interesting experience for me. The one thing is that there was a lot of, you know, there were a lot of cow packers. And the first night I went there, I parked in a church parking lot, and I didn't see a lot of people. But then I woke up at dawn, and when I woke up and I got out the door from the RV, the first thing that I could smell was the cow manure. Now, the thing is, I mean, even when I was growing up, the smell of cow manure felt something good to me. It was like a happy memory. But for some reason, I didn't know why. And in Lebanon, Wapaka County, it's when it finally hit me, in that during the 80s, the late 80s, the Lebanese Civil War was still going on strong in its final leg. And at one point, we wanted to flee the war because we were living in Beirut and there were bombs all over. So our neighbors said, how about we go all together to the mountain, to their village? And we said, okay, so we fled out of Beirut and we went there. And in that village, it was, you know, all farmers and cows and all that. So the striking difference is that there was the smell of cows, but at the same time, it was the smell of being, you know, free and not afraid of bombs. It was just like a week of playing, and that memory just was buried in my mind for the longest time. And it was only when I went to Lebanon, Wapaka County, that it kind of like got back to me, got back to my consciousness. So I stayed three days in Lebanon, Wapaka County. And it was the first time where I didn't actually speak to anyone. It's just like I was just enjoying the whole memory recollection of that time. And I was enjoying the smell, as funny as it sounds, the smell of cow manure.
Are you staying in touch with anyone you met on the trip?
It's interesting you asked me this, but yesterday I mailed 5 letters to people who I've met through the trip. I mean, there are a lot of people who I'm still in contact with through either Facebook or by email. But some of these people who were like old, maybe, who don't use email, they only had given me their addresses and they asked me, you know, to send them letters. So yesterday I just wrote, you know, 5 handwritten letters and sent them by snail mail. And for some reason it felt better. There's something a little bit more personal when you send and receive something that's handwritten as opposed to emails. Or Facebook.
Are you thinking of making another visit to the Lebanons in the United States?
I'm hoping, and I'm working on it this year, hopefully, to get some government funding from here, that I could be able to repeat the trip next year. I want to visit some of the Lebanons I've visited because some of them had cedar trees, cedars from Lebanon, and they had the trees that had gone away, like they died through the years. So they asked me if I could bring back cedars from my Lebanon, and I said I will try to do that. So that's one. Two, there were just a few Lebanons that I've missed because when my RV got stolen in Albuquerque, I had just to end it short. So hopefully I'm going to be able to repeat it next year if I'm able to get the funds.
Would you like to see more Americans make the trip in the other direction, maybe visit your home country of Lebanon?
How to say that? I mean, I came to the U.S., and I'm visiting these towns called Lebanon in the U.S., but, unintentionally became me talking to them about my Lebanon, but most of the time it was me just listening to what they were saying. And just the act of listening to people, to someone else, you know, can open up a lot of rooms for conversation. And I would hope that if people were interested, they'd be more than welcome to come here. I mean, I would be a guide, if possible, for anyone who's interested. But yeah, I'd love to see people from the U.S. come more and more.
Fadi, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That was Fadi Bukaram, photographer from Lebanon. He's got photos and essays about his trip on his website, Lebanon USA. We have a link on the Central Time Facebook page.
Coming up after the news, we'll get the inside scoop on what's hitting movie theaters this summer, and it all kicks off this weekend with the big Memorial Day movie weekend. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network.